Jason Tatum's balls. I want to do an homage here. I always like this when the late, great Jamie Samuelson and Wojo would do this type of thing. It's called Something or Nothing. And I don't know. But the way they used to do this is they would put something out there. And you, the listener, would have the two choices. Is this something or nothing? And it's simple. So just hear me out, and it's something or nothing. Now, David, this does involve Michigan, so I'm sure you're going to say something mean to Rico. Very excited. Has anyone noticed the change in temperature since Michigan self-imposed that joke of a suspension on Moore? And you go, change in temperature? I'm not talking Mother Nature. I'm talking from the bought and paid for, you know, Michigan bathwater drinkers. Now, first things first, if you're paid by the very thing you cover, you're not a journalist. You're a hype man. So let's just stop with that. Then you get into the people who are what I consider the Jerry Falwells of coverage. You just pander. You do whatever it takes, and it doesn't matter how bad the school takes you to town. You just want to keep the fan base on your side for clicks. And there are names attached to this. We can go down that road. What I'm saying is, unlikely sources, people who have told you from the start, there is nothing to see here. There are no penalties. Only people who care are Buckeyes and Spartans. All of a sudden now, these same people on a national level. Well, you know, I expect a vacating of wins. That was from noted Michigan bootlicker Josh Pate. Then the ultimate Dinder Mifflin, dull-ass Joel Klatt today. Oh, something big is coming. Wait, Joel, you spent the last 2 years telling us it was nothing. It was, in fact, a nothing burger. Then you've even got people from the inner sanctums of the Falwell level of coverage talking about, oh, this isn't good. Is it something or nothing here? Because the tone, look, even... And again, personal and professional, like even John Jansen has kind of backed off his what's your experience belt to ass routine. John's gotten very quiet. Now you're seeing other people say, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen. Well, before they were busy on the Connor Stallions docuseries, yucking it up. Now it's, oh, golly gee, I don't know. Something or nothing. I'm asking.
I think it's something. I think it's something, Mike, and I think...
Insert David Mean comment first.
He's got time.
I'm asking something or nothing.
I think it's something, and I think the genesis was when Michigan came out and self-imposed two games for Sherrone Moore. I think at that point, people realized this may be a little bit more than what we thought because everybody was trying to just shrug it off and... Only Spartans and Buckeyes actually care about this. Nobody else does. It's just you two fan bases. If you guys would just shut up, it would go away. And now all of a sudden, Michigan is saying, yeah, how about we give you a preemptive? He won't coach these two games. Can we go that route? We don't know what the NCAA is going to say, but the fact that you're willing.
Let me help you.
The fact that you're willing to come off of games says. It is a lot more serious than you initially thought it was going to be. Now, what the penalty is going to be, I don't know. But you're right. All of a sudden, it was just... It's
weird
just
tone change.
Quiet.
Especially from people who are... Look, here's the thing. This is the other problem through this whole thing. I've never sat here and acted like I know what's going to happen. I can't predict it. I've just always believed it would be more than what the cultists believe. The point is, like, the playbook was written... At the start of this, well, they can't take away our season. At the start of it, lone wolf, no competitive advantage. NCAA's evil. Well, Harbaugh's gone. Well, it's been so long, who cares? It's like it's a playbook. And now you get within a month of the Committee on Infractions, June 6th and 7th, and all of a sudden, it's turned into like when a construction truck backs up and the beeping. And you go, wait a second, these are the same people who said nothing was going to happen for so long, and now they're sitting there backpedaling. Mm-hmm. And how do I know it? Well, it's because we consume all this media. And look, I still don't believe there's a way Ward survives. I still don't believe Sherrone Moore survives. I just don't know how Moore gets out of this without a show cause, which in essence ends your career. Now, anything beyond that, I have no idea. Are they going to vacate wins or not? No idea.
Well, see, my thing is, which way do they go? They go forward or do they go backwards? Do they take away wins and vacate them, or do they go forward and say, okay, well, you're going to have a postseason ban for a year or two? I don't think it'll be both, but I'm wondering which way the NCAA would go.
I just want to know if the tone changed. And if you're a hardcore college football fan, you know the names I'm mentioning. And you damn well know the names I'm not referring to because they don't deserve any oxygen. The point is, they're all bought and paid for at worst, or at best, they pander to a big-ass fan base because they're afraid of being honest. And almost everybody in the last week, man, is it's Fred Flintstone backpedaling. And I don't know if it's something or nothing. So that's why I did the Jamie and Wojo question. 248-539-9797. David, do you want, first of all, mean comment for Rico?
Or? No mean comment. I think it's something, and I agree with your reasoning, Rico. I do believe that it changed from that because a lot of people were saying at the time, how dare you give them this? The NCAA is going to do nothing to you. You should have done two games. And then all of a sudden, it seemed to be a reason they did two games, and they're trying to get the two games. Yes, the tone changed because of that.
Yeah.
They start realizing, I think, ooh, Michigan, there's something here and there.
And
there's
David,
something here.
And also to add to that, you've also heard from some Michigan fans, no matter what happens, you better go to court and you better fight this and you better not just roll over and show your belly and don't take the high ground. And
fight what, though?
The NCAA.
The NCAA's already said they have evidence on you.
Right. Take it to court.
What are you doing? Slapping on your amicus briefs? What are you going to sue them for?
No, if you take it, because here's the thing. You take it to court, I think it's only going to get worse.
Michigan admitted they cheated.
I understand. Here's the thing.
Why are we yelling? I don't even know what's happening.
Well, no, settle down.
If you just, I'm going to say something nice to David.
Okay.
If you had, David said, if you just took your punishment last
it'd probably be over.
You just ate your vegetables. You were coming off the national title game. You knew the season was going to be bad anyway. You didn't have a quarterback. And imagine how good a Michigan fan would have felt that your final game of the year, you went to Columbus and you beat Ohio State. You would have been feeling like, you know what? F the NCAA.
Correct.
We're great.
Something that was unnecessary last year was the whole Sherrone Moore should be fired conversation. Fans started doing it as the season is going on.
I defended him.
It wasn't even necessary if you just take the punishment. No one would have cared what he looked like, what the result were, nothing, except for the Ohio State game. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Now we can start fresh in 2025.
David, do you agree with what I've said from the beginning? Look, there are guys who did less than Sherrone who were given show causes.
Correct.
I just don't know how he gets out of it. I don't know how Ward gets out of it. So I just wanted to look beyond that. I have no idea. Do I think there should be a postseason? Now, what I should and what will, two completely different conversations. And I have stayed away from the should because you're arguing on virtue in like the sport of prostitution. There's no virtue in college. It's just general scumbaggery. So I just, is it something or nothing based on friendly Michigan media singing a different tune the past week?
Well, I will say
feels weird.
And give credit to the texter that just texted us in, and that was another reason why things have changed and why people are changing their tune.
Let's hear it.
President Ono left, and people were wondering, why would he leave Michigan? There are some things and reasonings out there for why he's leaving Michigan, and part of it is what's going on right now. There's other investigations as well. So, I mean, he didn't leave for no reason.
Listen. Part of it is the school's probably facing all in total a $1 billion lawsuit for the Weiss thing. You know, I've heard people don't think kindly on getting hacked. So I don't know, man. Look, I don't care. The whole place could burn down. I don't care. I told people I made a deal with them. Go win your games. Do your thing. You're not going to like what happens afterwards. I'm not judging you for enjoying yourself. Take the pictures. Well, we're in the after part. I have no idea, but man, when It's almost like if you go to McDonald's and you're expecting their menu and you roll up and they're serving sushi, you go, wait, this something's not right here. Mm-hmm. You know when these bathwater drinker medias are, and they're going, wait, Joel Klatch said something. Here, hold on. Let me give you the quote. I could probably do a better service if I gave you the quote.
No. But Mike, I get what you're saying because I do think a lot of it came when all of a sudden Michigan stepped forward and said, we're going to go ahead and impose two games. NCAA, is that good enough?
No.
Because if you did nothing, why are you giving up two games?
Yeah, example. Josh Pate has literally been Jerry Falwell for Michigan, okay? Michigan could be making love to a significant other, and he'd be like, oh, go blue.
Keep going.
All right. So he's out here in the Twitter sphere. David, thank you for attaching this. Someone wrote, imagine if we lived in just world, what would the correct punishment be for Michigan? For several level ones, massive fines, loss of scholarships, and a multi-year postseason ban. Huh? This dude's been out here telling people ain't nothing going to happen. Joel Klatt is the one who tried to tell you, oh, minimal. Joel Klatt was basically a different version of a John Bot. Now Klatt's out there going, oh, man, something big's coming. And I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Other people who participated in that clown show documentary? Oh, he's and ha-has. Now it's, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. It just feels weird. I'm asking.
Silence is deafening.
Okay, I'm asking.
No. I get it, but I think, yeah.
The Jamie and Wojo bit, and if you think it's nothing, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. I'm asking. David, anything mean for Rico, or can we move on? Okay.